Right now we're joined here in the studio by Michael Parker of the Chapel Hill Town Council with a lot going on in town. And Michael just got back from the inner city visit to Boulder, so a lot going on all around the country as well. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So we'll talk about the Boulder trip in a little while, but I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, next council meeting is coming up on Monday, and that's also Indigenous Peoples Day as well.
It
or
is.
Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day as recognized by the town. So what's going on for Indigenous Peoples Day?
We've got three events in town this over the weekend for Indigenous Peoples Day. On Saturday at our Chapel Hill Public Library, starting at 11:15, we have an American Indians in North Carolina Today program. Then on Monday at the Hargrave Center from 4 to 5, there's a demonstration of Native American tool making, and finally, we'll be showing a documentary, Surviving the Circle, at the community center Monday evening from 6 to 8. So I think it'll be great if people can get out there and show their support.
Awesome. And then Monday evening, you're going to be at the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting in Town Hall. Chief Chris Blue is going to be talking about community policing.
He will,
right?
Among other things. We will also be considering a resolution to express the council's support for the Orange County to bond referenda, one for affordable housing, the other for schools. So I'm hopeful that the council will support those referenda. They're much needed.
Orange County officials have to sort of skirt that line between education and advocacy. They have to educate without actually taking a stand one way or the other. Is Chapel Hill limited or restricted in that way, or can the town take a stand?
The town, as far as I know, can. I don't know that it will do anything in terms of spending money, but certainly we as individual council members and collectively as the town council certainly have the right to endorse such an issue.
All right. So head online and visit townofchapelhill.org if you want more information about the town of Chapel Hill in general, town meetings, things like that. But let's get to the inner-city visit to Boulder, because you just got back from that a little bit more than a week ago.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was terrific.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, the weather was spectacular. I think we all left a little bit jealous, if not a little bit dried out. there is no humidity there, absolutely none.
It's fun. I grew up in Michigan, so the weather here is amazing. It's great to grow up in a city where there's 300 days of clouds, and then everywhere you go is just incredible.
Yeah. So but more importantly, I mean, we didn't go there to work on our tans. I think more importantly, we learned a lot. I think Boulder has a lot they can teach us, both positively and, you know, a few lessons of things to avoid. Boulder is a very expensive community. Almost anything to do with real estate, anything, you know, is just basically double Chapel Hill. So they have their challenges, but they've also had a lot of really terrific successes, I think some of which we can learn from.
Okay, so everyone came back from Boulder talking about the housing issue, and
yeah,
we'll talk about that, but what else did you take away in terms of things that you expected to hear and things that you didn't?
I don't know that I certainly didn't expect to hear, and I think the two major takeaways for me, one was the importance of big things. Boulder seems to be able to think far into the future, you know, a decade, two decades ahead, and make plans that they then systematically execute on over time. For me, a great example was the land on which the hotel we stayed in was located. That is an area of town that is currently undergoing redevelopment. The hotel we stayed in is new. Very cleverly, they've put a bus station underneath it. There's some affordable housing, some market rate housing in the area. But what really impressed me was they bought that land about a dozen years ago with the understanding that at some point they'd need it, they'd want to do redevelopment there, and then they had the constancy of purpose to hold on to it till the time came. They've done something similar with what they call their holiday neighborhood, which again is a neighborhood that's mixed income. They have some affordable housing, some market rate housing. Again, it's on land that they bought several years ago with the intent of doing these sorts of things. I think that's, you know, having that long-term vision really is important. On the other hand, we saw a lot of little things. They have a Pearl Street Mall in their downtown. That's not probably something we can do in Chapel Hill. We don't have the kind of traffic circulation that would allow a pedestrian mall on Franklin Street. But there were things we could learn from it. They've really been very intentional in focusing on families and kids as the clientele they want to attract there. So they've done things with sculptures and rocks and a water amenity, you know, one of these fountains that kids can splash around in. So they've really worked hard. Doesn't take huge sums of money, more some creativity to make it into the kind of place for the families they want to attract. So that was also really interesting.
How does Boulder compare to, I was speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council member Michael Parker, by the way, how does Boulder compare to Chapel Hill in terms of like having a long range plan and sticking with it? Because I know in Chapel Hill, we always talk about having a long range plan. We make long range plans and there's an extent to which we do stick with them, but how do we compare with them?
I think, you know, even, again, I'm a new on the council, but I think even when we, you know, our most ambitious long-range plan is Chapel Hill 2020, right, which sort of had an eight-year time horizon to it. And I think, you know, Chapel Hill 2020 has been quite hopeful. But at Boulder, they seem to be thinking multiple decades out rather than multiple years out. And I think that has been helpful to them.
Okay. I guess we do that. We're starting to do that with transit, right? With light rail and things like that. But other than that, maybe not so much.
That seems to be the case.
Okay. So, again, speaking with Michael Parker, Chapel Hill Town Council, so let's talk about the housing question,
sure,
which has been something that everyone went to Boulder knowing that you were going to be talking about it, because we're talking about, what, $800,000. And I think as the trip went on, the prices were going up while we were there.
Right.
So people went there thinking $800,000 and then someone said $850,000 and now people are coming back saying $900,000.
Yeah, we left it a million.
It really is. So why... What happened to make it such an issue, and how can we avoid that here?
Well, I think a number of things. One, it is just a very desirable community in which to live. It's, as I mentioned earlier, it's physically quite beautiful. They have the Flatiron Range, which basically comes right into town. And they also have land constraints. Much as we do, they have, I don't know if they call it the rural buffer, they have an urban services boundary. So they also have placed limits on the extent to which the town can grow. They also have some limits on the height that buildings can achieve. And so as a result, you know, combination of constraints, a robust economy in terms of salaries, everything there is about double, whereas our median home income, you know, home price is somewhere around $400,000 there. It's, you know, depending upon what houses you look at, it's well north of $800,000-$900,000 to buy a house. Rentals are close to double what we pay, charge here. On the other hand, their average household median income is almost double what we have here. It's pushing up to about $100,000 a year. But for the folks who are working in the service economy, you know, the folks who are, they don't have a medical center there, but the folks who are working in the restaurants, the hotels, wherever, almost none of them live in Boulder at this point. It's just not possible.
So I have to ask, because I've been on these intercity visits before, and I was so jealous of you all for being able to go to Boulder. I wasn't able to do it this year, but we always go to a comparable city to Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We take lessons. We learn things. When it comes to housing, I'm starting to get a little bit pessimistic about the future for us, because when I look at other communities, when I look at like the top 10 list of what are the best places to live in America, we're always on it or close to it, but we're on it with all of these other also extremely expensive, very exclusive, you have to be rich to live there kind of cities. And I'm wondering if there is any model city out there that has managed to figure out a way to be both affordable and accessible to people from a wide range of income levels and remaining as desirable as we currently are in Chapel Hill and continue to want to be.
I think it's a real challenge. I think looking back at the visit we paid to Athens a couple of years ago, that may be an example. The prices there were quite a bit lower, and we talked about them about affordable housing. In Chapel Hill, we have real challenges with what we call somewhat mistakenly workforce housing, but folks around 80 to 100% of the AMI. They don't really have that in Athens. The prices there are much lower. I couldn't tell you exactly why, although one reason I suspect, and one of the things we wanted to learn about when we went to Athens as a cautionary tale, they've had some real problems with their schools. So while Athens physically and has a lot of stuff going on, their schools are only now coming up to what we would consider an acceptable standard. And I think the cautionary tale we learned and I'll say this, please, I don't want it to be misinterpreted. You know, if you want, one of the ways to get affordable housing is to let your schools go downhill very rapidly, and it becomes a much less attractive place to be. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, we have great schools in Chapel Hill and Orange County. It makes us attractive, and to some degree, it's the basic laws of supply and demand. People want to live here. We don't have an infinite supply of apartments or houses, and so our prices go up.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council member Michael Parker, again, this is something that we're going to continue to talk about. So what else is going on in town? You're just wrapping up year one or starting to
I feel like I finished my first semester. I sort of, you know, being in a university town, I try and divide things up into semesters. So I got through my first semester and managed not to flunk out as a council member. So we have, you know, some interesting things going on. As I mentioned, we'll be talking about over the next, you know, month or two, we'll be talking about some continued changes to the FSS Fordham form-based district, trying to resolve some issues in terms of walkability, bikeability, just overall connectivity within the district. You know, we've hired a consultant who's working on that, and we'll be starting to get the results of that over the next few weeks. You know, in the last 6 months, we already made some changes to FSS Fordham to keep improving it. So I think that's been a real positive. We have a number of concept plans coming up over the next couple of months. One is for downtown. Some are elsewhere around town. So that will, you know, those are always interesting to look at to see what may be coming to us over time.
And then the town's got to make a decision on the Legion Road property in a couple of weeks, right?
Well, potentially.
That, or at least take the next step in that direction.
Well, I think we were presented with a concept plan on the 19th, and with a concept plan, the council is merely required to give comments.
Okay.
At that meeting, the offer to sell the land to us for a price of somewhere around $9 million was made once again. I don't know whether, you know, that will be, I don't know how we're going to address that just yet.
I guess you can buy one house in Boulder for that price, too.
You can buy nine houses in Boulder. And they're not real nice houses.
And they're not real nice houses. All right. We'll let you go. But again, Chapel Hill townofchapelhill.org if you want more information about the Town of Chapel Hill Town Council meetings. Another one coming up on Monday talking about community policing and more. Indigenous Peoples Day is over the weekend. A couple of events going on around town for that. Michael Parker, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime.